Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. It's my pleasure today to be joined by Michael Knighton, Director of Hosted Services at collaboration software vendor Atlassian. Michael, good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Michael, Atlassian has got two product lines. It's got the Confluence Wiki product, it's got the Jira development tools, and started off with on-premise, but began a journey into software as a service with those products 3 or 4 years ago. How did that go, and what was the reason for that?
Sure. So we do have the two sort of primary flagship products, which are Confluence and Jira. We also have a series of other development applications, which integrates well with Jira and Confluence, but those are our two sort of prime flagship products. We started about 3 years ago with Confluence because that's where the demand was. We had people asking for a hosted service version of Confluence, and so we built it. I think that has possibly to do with the type of users you get with each application. Confluence users tend to be business users, and they, I think, are a bit more eager to outsource and manage their applications, whereas the technical users who are using Jira are more happy to throw Jira onto a Linux box somewhere and just sort of deal with the maintenance themselves. So we decided to move forward with the SaaS model of Confluence, and about 6 months building that out. And once we had that infrastructure built, it wasn't a lot harder to add Jira to the equation. So we did that as well. And we're actually pretty pleasantly surprised by the immediate success of it. So maybe that means that technical users are actually just as happy to have somebody else host their applications and just weren't as vocal about asking for it.
Now, that's quite interesting, because you were saying that it was easy for the techies just to throw Jira on a Linux box somewhere, so that you didn't really perceive that they had a big need for hosting. And, of course, everyone's got this perception that techies have this kind of hug-a-server attitude, that they don't want to put the code up in the cloud. And what you're saying is that, well, that's not true, based on your experience.
I think that's the case. I think it has a lot to do. I think that the modern dev team over the last few years looks a lot different than it used to. Dev teams now are distributed. They're agile. You know, they really want to ramp projects up and down very quickly and be able to collaborate on those projects with other developers and people across the world. That's the way we use our dev tools at Atlassian. And so we thought that it wouldn't be a bad bet that others would want to as well. I think that, you know, a lot of the hosted open source providers like SourceForge and Google have sort of paved the way towards, you know, the acceptability of putting code in the cloud. And I think developers have taken this into their day jobs and have sort of pushed to have the same level of convenience and collaboration with their work projects they get with their open source projects.
Right, okay. So people are really actually starting to connect into the cloud and using it to connect up teams in ways that they couldn't connect them up before, and effectively it's giving them more freedom to in the way that they organize their team development.
Exactly. I think it gives them convenience. It gives them sort of speed. You know, the ability to ramp up a project now is in the order of minutes instead of, you know, weeks or more to set everything up. So that's a huge gain for them.
And I suppose in a sense, because there's more going on in the cloud these days anyway, that there's more integration to other cloud services, that having something that's cloud-based is more in tune with the sorts of work that developers are having to do nowadays.
I think that's accurate, yes. You know, because more and more different cloud providers are putting offerings out there and making them work better together, you're able to get a lot more value out of hosting your applications in the cloud than behind a firewall.
And you actually use the cloud on the back end as well, I believe. You're now actually bursting out to Amazon, isn't that right, for certain?
Sure, that is correct. And so a little bit of context on that. Following the success of Confluence and Jira, about a year later we released Jira Studio, which is a hosted development suite which contains all of our applications. The only omission from that suite was a product called Bamboo, which is our continuous integration server. And not to get too technical, but what this does is continuously compile the source code for a project and then runs a series of tests against it so that developers can sort of immediately understand whether the code they've just committed contains bugs, that sort of thing. And the reason why Bamboo wasn't included in our original release was that the resource requirements can vary pretty widely. And depending on how often the team wants to compile it, the number of tests, and so forth. And so we really needed a way to be able to scale that reasonably. And so what we did in order to get it in for our upcoming release was to leverage the Amazon EC2. So we call it Elastic Bamboo, which means that customers can sort of easily ramp up and ramp down their continuous integration needs and only pay for the capacity they need. I think this is a great way that cloud delivers a solution that's harder to manage in a sort of traditional behind the firewall environment, because you get flexible capacity. If you have a big project coming up and you want to add developers or add tests, add code, that sort of thing, you know, traditionally you would have to spend a significant amount of time and work and investment in infrastructure, and it would take, you know, a long time to do that. But with SaaS and with the ability to sort of integrate with EC2 in the clouds, you get sort of capacity and distributed collaboration, like, immediately.
As a software developer, you're starting now to have to become more adept at orchestrating services, not just your own code that you develop, but other services that are out there that you can pull in that developers may find useful.
That's right. I think a large part of our roadmap for Studio, especially going forward, is going to be looking at ways that we can better integrate with other providers out there and ways to make that more useful to our customers.
Right, right. Okay. So, and in a sense, we're changing the definition of a software developer a little by virtue of being in the cloud, that you are linking up to these other resources rather than just doing it all in-house.
I think that's true. I think another aspect of that as well is that because of the movement towards cloud-based offerings and the sort of related movement towards, you know, social applications, is that, you know, developers where they used to be sort of heads down, like, you know, working in small teams, like, you know, in a building somewhere or in a basement, now with things especially like GitHub, which really sort of focus on the social collaboration aspects of development, now developers are sort of getting used to the idea of seeing what everybody else is doing and, you know, talking about it in real time, you know, with these activity streams and that sort of thing. And that has to do a lot with the sort of integration with all the various applications that are in the cloud now.
Well, that's an interesting insight into how development is changing in response to the new landscape in the cloud. So well, thank you very much, Michael, for joining us today. I'm Phil Wainwright. I've been chatting with Michael Knighton, Director of Hosted Services at Atlassian.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.